Praise God. But oh, what a privilege we have of coming together on this special day. And I know you've got your special outfits on. My, you look so nice. This is very wonderful. Special meals planned, special times of fellowship with family, all very special. But what makes it extra special is to be in the presence of the Lord and to know the power of the resurrection personally for us, that we know how good God is to us. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, beginning at verse 4. Would you stand with me? God bless you today. What does the resurrection have to do with me? What does something that happened 2,000 years ago on the other side of the world mean for me in this hour? I'm thankful that this scripture consistently uses the little pronoun, I guess it's a pronoun, us. Us. Notice its occurrence here. Verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved, say it with me, us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's us. Turn to somebody and tell them, that's us. Amen. Praise God. That's why it's important. That's why it's special. Because he had us in mind. And he wants to bless us. Amen. You may be seated. He raised us up. That's what we'll call it, Sister Bartlett. He raised us up. Now, the disciples were not full of anticipation of the resurrection. No, they were in depression. They were in fear. The authorities wanted to make the sepulchre, the tomb of Jesus, secure, as though death wasn't sure enough. They said, let's make it sure. They went to Pilate, the Roman governor, with this complaint, with this point. They said, we remember that that deceiver said, while he was yet alive, after 3 days, I will rise again. They remembered his words. The disciples didn't remember it, but the enemies of Christ remembered it, and they called him a deceiver. A deceiver? He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a forgiver. He's a resurrector. He's a life giver. He's not a deceiver by any means. Amen. In my Father's house are many mansions, he said. If it were not so, I would have told you. He's not going to deceive us. He's not going to stretch us out with just a fable and a myth. He's not going to put a carrot in front of you that you're never going to be able to reach. It's always beyond your reach, no matter how much you strive. No, our God is not a deceiver. Praise God. He will do the work as he declared. But they came to Pilate, the governor, and they asked, they made that request. And he said, make it as sure as you can. I wonder if he kind of had a little sneer on his face or a little chuckle under his breath, as though he said, you're the ones that told me to crucify him. You're the ones that wanted this to be done. You're the ones that cried out over and over, crucify him. When I told you, I find no fault in him, but you insisted. Go ahead, make it as sure as you can. And he probably was wondering if the third day there really was going to be a difference. But oh, thank God, that third day came, an emotional roller coaster for those disciples. The scriptures, this is how the Bible describes what they were doing. There wasn't a smile. There wasn't a joyful expression. The Bible says they were weeping. They were mourning. They were fearful. They were sad. They were hiding behind closed doors. They were afraid. They weren't counting down the days with joyful expectation. The Lord needed to raise them up. Praise God. And that's exactly what he did. The word of God was fulfilled when the resurrection was announced. But amazingly, they believed not. They doubted. They thought the reports of the resurrection were idle tales. Jesus appeared to them individually. Jesus appeared to them collectively. Jesus appeared to them over a 40-day period. And four times he would declare to them, "Peace be unto you." Because he knew the turmoil that they were going through. He knew the anguish that they were experiencing. He knew the image that was in their mind as they saw him upon the cross. And they heard the finality of that stone being rolled in front of the tomb. And they thought, now what? And, oh, I'm thankful the Lord knows how to minister to us when we're feeling depressed, when we're feeling down, when we're feeling discouraged. I'm thankful the resurrected Lord has power to minister to our hearts and to our lives and make a change within us. He emphasized to the disciples the message of receiving the Spirit of God. He breathed on them and told them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." He told them to stay in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. He was with them over that 40-day period. And he declared to them, "You are witnesses of these things." What things? Besides the crucifixion, besides the burial, besides the resurrection, he let them know that repentance and remission of sins would be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem. He said, "You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem." Again, the beginning there. Thank God. And then it would spread to Judea and to Samaria and even to the uttermost parts of the earth. Thank God. The plan of the Lord is not limited. The plan of the Lord is not selective. Everyone, everybody can receive what the Lord has in store for them. Praise God. I think about how the resurrection is misrepresented by Hollywood. There was a series of people coming back to life that they called the resurrection. Fortunately, it didn't last very long. But Hollywood's idea of resurrection is zombies, and the walking dead. They present horror. They don't present hope. But I'm thankful, no matter how much the resurrection is mocked, no matter how much it's misrepresented, I'm thankful I know how powerful it is for my life and for my heart. I'm thankful that I know it can change people and bring hope and blessing into their lives. Jesus comes to us with new life and power to change us. Amen. He raised us up in salvation. Now, God's qualifications are enumerated in the text. Just as Ricky shared with you, he is rich in mercy. His great love wherewith he loved us, the exceeding riches of his grace. He directed all of those qualities to you. He desires to impact you with all of his great love, with the riches of his grace and the riches of his mercy. Thank God that he would raise us up through those means. Not with a prod and not with a sword, not with something to beat you down, but he'll raise you up with his great love wherewith he loved us. Hallelujah. "I have loved thee." The Old Testament God would have Jeremiah record, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee." Jeremiah 31:3. What a tremendous promise that the Lord gives to us. Romans 5:8. That he commends or he demonstrates his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And that passage goes on to say, we were without strength. We were sinners. We were enemies. Hardly worth the Lord giving his life for. Not much of a promise. Not much of a potential. But that's what he did anyway. He demonstrated his love for us. His sacrifice and his death was a demonstration of his love. He told his disciples, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." I read that and I thought about a mother giving up of herself for her children. making sure that they're provided for, making sure they've got something to eat, and their beds are clean and their clothes are washed, and all of that over and over, day after day, giving of herself, a father working hard and long hours for his family. All of that giving is wonderful, but oh, I'm thankful Jesus laid down his life for the salvation of the world. Nothing but the blood can bring about the change that we need in our hearts and our lives. And thank God he was willingly able to give his blood because he loved us. Now, quickened us is an old-fashioned way of saying giving life. He quickened us. He gave life. Together with Christ, we're able to receive that resurrection life that raised up Jesus from the dead. It raises us up to a new life. I'm thankful the psalmist would say it this way: he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. I'm thankful that the Lord doesn't just dangle us over the fires of hell and say, if you don't behave, this is what's going to happen to you. No, his love and his mercy reaches out to us. He rescues us from that horrible pit of sin, out of the miry clay of habits and addictions that try to hold us down. But he brings us into his presence. He establishes us upon a rock, the rock of his truth, the rock of his name, the rock of his countenance, and his well-being and blessing in our lives. Thank God he brings us into his presence and his power because he raised us. Amen. And up is the direction he's going to take us. Up is the desire that he has for us. Raised up in his presence, not down in depression and discouragement and despair. No, but up in joy, in righteousness, in peace. Thank God through the power of the Holy Ghost. Not just for a good day. Not just for a positive attitude. I'm thankful for all those kinds of things that can be brought about by changing the psychology and the aspects of your mind and thinking. But God brings powerful changes through his presence. The power of a new life through the new birth. Praise God. And he brings us together. Together. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The church has the power of the name of Jesus. It has the protection of his blood. Thank God for the work that the Lord can do in our lives. Our friends are missionaries in Uganda, Phil and Twyla Tolstead, and went to Bible school with them. And they gave the report of a pastor's wife who was in a market, Sister Jacinto, and she was there in the market in Africa, and there's lots of vendors, lots of stalls. You buy meat, there's flies all over it, but you buy it anyway, and do different things that they have there, and their vendors, the abbots have been there and know what that looks like. And a friend of hers came by, and she began visiting with that friend. And then her daughter came racing up to that friend to let her know the other daughter, her sister, had died at their house. And oh, the horror and the anguish and the despair that would come upon that friend. And Sister Jacinto ran back to the friend's house with her. And the neighbors were already getting the body of that little daughter ready for burial. And they stood there for a little bit and wept and cried and just so concerned. And finally, Sister Jacinto asked her friend, "Could I pray for your dead daughter?" 20 minutes later, the daughter came back to life. Because that's what God is able to do. Because that's what the resurrection means. Nothing could do that but the power of the Lord. I'm thankful for the goodness of God. I told you about Brother Lee Stone King witnessing about being raised from the dead to the United Nations. And you can Google that. You can Google Jeff Arnold. Jeff Arnold, and one of our preachers also, who was dead, but God raised him up. Still living, still ministering, still doing a work for God, because that's the kind of work our God does. Amen. He raised us up. Hallelujah. He made us. We're created by the power of God. He made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. He made us sit together in heavenly places. Four times that phrase is mentioned in the book of Ephesians. It's not just a one little thing. It's not just a situation where we have euphoria and we have fulfillment and we feel good. But in Christ Jesus, we have heavenly places. Whether our tears are streaming down our face or not, whether the situation seems so poor or not, thank God the Lord is able to bring His power and His blessing to make us whole, to bring healing, to bring power. And if He doesn't, thank God there's peace that passes understanding. It keeps our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Thank God for healing that we can expect by the prayer of faith in the name of Jesus. And James 5 and 15 says, the Lord will raise you up. It's His resurrection power that makes a difference, that can come into a hospital room in renal failure and make a change. He's the one who makes that change. You can be diagnosed with cancer, but Jesus can change that diagnosis and make a difference in your heart and in your life. Thank God for the power of the Lord. Oh, I'm excited about a resurrection that our God is able to bring about, a change that He's able to bring into our lives and into our hearts. Hallelujah. He raises us up. Glory to God. The Bible talks about a change that is going to take place. 1 Corinthians 15. We looked at it a little bit in the Bible lesson. A chapter that deals with resurrection realities and reasons for that resurrection. And Paul's double assurance, we shall be changed. Corruption to incorruption, dishonor to glory, weakness to power, a natural body to a spiritual body, from mortal to immortality, from corruptible to incorruption. No sting of death, no victory of the grave, because He raises us up. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for the power of the Lord that would make a change that God can bring. Amen. I think of Sister Phoebe's parents and how she saw them baptized in a whirlpool in the hospital, and how she was visiting with her elderly mother and heard her speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gives the utterance. Thank God for the power of God to bring about a change that nothing else can make. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And 1 Corinthians 6 and 14 says, God hath both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. Thank God the church is going up in victory. The devil is going down in defeat. Thank God for the blessing that God brings to us. The same power that brought about the resurrection is the power that's going to change death and bring us into His presence. Amen. Because we've been changed from sin. So great salvation is powerful. 2 Corinthians 4 and 14. Knowing that He which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you, raised up by the Lord, His word, His touch, His power, bringing about a change within us, and He will present us with you. Thank God, He's going to present to Himself a glorious church without spot or wrinkle. Hallelujah. And we have the privilege of being changed by resurrection power, and we don't have to have any stain of sin. We don't have to carry around any load of guilt. We don't have to have anything in our past that holds us back, because the blood of Jesus, oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus, it washes away every stain of sin and brings us into His power and His goodness, and we know eternal life. What a presence that's going to be. What a present that's going to be to see that mom and dad rise up in the resurrection, because the trumpet is going to sound. There is going to be a shout. There is going to be a voice. I'm going to see my mom and my aunt rise to that place. Hallelujah. Brother and Sister French will be there. Brother and Sister Crumpacker will be there. All who have gone on before. Oh, thank God for a resurrection that is alive and powerful. What a present, hallelujah, to those who die in Christ and then will be risen again. I'm trying to hurry. Romans 8 and 11. The spirit of him that raised up, say it with me, raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. If the spirit dwells in you, is what the apostle is saying. He that raised up, say it again, raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken. There's that word again. Impart life. Give life to you. Praise God. Your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh, what a privilege. Oh, what power. What blessing we're able to receive. Praise God. Jesus Christ raised up. Resurrection, that's so wonderful. And the same spirit that raised him up can dwell in you. Amen. How do you know? Because a supernatural event begins to take place. We repent and ask God to forgive us. Ask God to change us. Ask God to cleanse us. Lord, I'm a sinner. Please change me. Please help me. Please help me to do better. Help me to live by your word. Praise God. We're baptized in water in the precious and wonderful name of Jesus. And we receive his spirit, and a supernatural sign begins to flow forth. He said it would be rivers of living water. He said it'd be a well of living water springing up into everlasting life. It just flows out of you in praise and in worship. And then God gives you another language to praise him in. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God. God will do that work. Those steps are so simple. Those steps are so easy for us to fulfill. Repentance, baptism, his spirit, commitment to follow after him. The same spirit dwelling in you will impart life, both in the new birth and life everlasting. Glory to God. Let's stand today. Amen. That's the power of the resurrection. That's the meaning that it has for us today. That's the significance that is so great. He loved us. He quickened us. He raised us up. And he made us. Amen. His creative power. His blessing that is so wonderful and so great. Amen. Oh, thank God. Thank God. Amen. Please close your eyes for just a moment now and contemplate this reality of the resurrection. Think about what the resurrection means to you. Think about the power that God can make evident in your life, the changes that he can make, the blessings that he can bring, the difference that he can show you. If you allow him to be real in your life, praise God. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your resurrection. Thank you for that reality. Thank you for that power, God, that you make available to us. Oh, Jesus, help us to believe it, help us to receive it. Help us to walk in it, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to go outside and the children are going to have a great time finding those colored eggs and eating the candy that's in them. They're going to enjoy that. But I want to give you an opportunity to enjoy something as well. I want to invite you to just a short time of prayer up here in the front. And I want you to enjoy the presence of God for just a few minutes here. The presence of God that is powerful and real. The presence of God that came into that tomb and into a body that had been dead for 3 days. And he rose again through the power of the resurrection. Please come. Please come. I'm not going to hold you long. I just want us to look at the opportunity that God has given us today to rejoice in that resurrection. Amen. And let the power of the Lord minister in our lives. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Love, lifted me.
Oh, yes, Lord, your great love. Hallelujah.
Love.
Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Amen, amen. Let's call on the Lord. Let's look to Jesus. Let's believe him right now. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, love. Hallelujah. Your love, God, would raise us up. Your love, Jesus, would change us. Oh, God. Walk with us, Lord. Stay with us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. In this time together right now, God, let your spirit move. Let your spirit work. Let your spirit quicken. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we need you. Lord, we desire you. Lord, we want your touch. We need your blessing. Hallelujah, Father, we need you now. Let your touch and blessing come in our lives, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, that's good. Just a few minutes more now. Just a few minutes more. Raise your hands and surrender to the Lord. Oh, Jesus, I give myself to you. Jesus, I desire you. Hallelujah, I want you, Lord. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. Jesus, help me to obey you. Help me to walk with you. Let the power of the resurrection be real in my life. Oh, yes, Lord. In your name, Jesus. In your name, Jesus. Yes, Lord, in your great name, Jesus. Thank you for your love to lift me. Thank you for your love to change me. Thank you for your love to help me. Jesus, let my life be pleasing to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me to obey you, to walk with you, God, in the power of the Holy Ghost. For your love and your goodness today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, in Jesus' name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Amen, amen. Now just one more thought here that I believe the Lord would help us to understand about the resurrection. It's not something scary. It's not something spooky. Even though it's very different than what perhaps we would experience, death being so final, the goodbyes so sorrowful. Thank God there's a hope, and a living hope, not just something that we read in a book or some idea in philosophy, but something that's powerful and real. Amen. God wants you to live that. God wants you to experience that completely, fully, as you follow him and walk with him and know his goodness to be real. Amen. And then the changes that he will bring. Praise God. Amazing changes. Powerful changes. And let the Lord take you step by step closer to fulfillment of what his word will do in your life and the blessing that he will bring. Amen. There's the Bible says the blessing of the Lord makes rich. Now that's not dollars. It's rich in things that dollars can't buy. Can't buy peace. Can't buy joy. You can't buy comfort. He'll give all of those things. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. None. Praise God. And that's what I want you to hold on to because of the power of the resurrection. The blessing of the Lord making rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Thank God for the goodness of God and his blessing today. Let's love him and thank him one more time here. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we love and exalt you, Lord God. We praise you and lift you up, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we love you. We praise you. Jesus, we exalt you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' wonderful name. Oh, we love you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Glorify your holy name, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. All right, we're going to dismiss in just a minute. I know the kids are anxious to get going here, and a good treat that they're going to enjoy. Praise God. But live the reality of the resurrection and let the power of God minister to you. Amen. We love you and appreciate you very, very much. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. We wish you a happy Easter today. Amen. The Lord bless you. All right, we'll let the children go out. There's people organizing things out there. If you want to go and watch the fun and games, that is very fine. God bless you in Jesus' name.